Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An engineer files a lawsuit against LA County after being denied a religious accommodation during Pride Month. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, well, this engineer who works in California, no surprise, has been had to endure every June, let's say, you know, it's quote-unquote Pride Month. They hang the LGBT flag or whatever they call it now, has all the different symbols on it, at the workplace.
Over the door. So you have to walk through the door and see the flag.
So our client, who was highly offended by that, no surprise, had to walk through that. So he, even though he only worked like part-time remote, he still had to go through the back door in order to avoid this flag because in his mind, he's like endorsing it.
Yeah. So this is amazing. We filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of a longtime Los Angeles County civil engineer. He's been unlawfully denied religious accommodation to abstain from tacitly endorsing the LGBTQ pride flag at the workplace. He simply wants an accommodation to work remotely for 1 month. We'll talk about that because LA County has actually provided that kind of an accommodation to Muslims for other reasons.
Like Ramadan,
to work at home for a month.
But yet he's a Christian, so they did not accommodate him.
So our client is Eric Batman. That's right, Eric Batman. He has worked for the Los Angeles County for 24 years, and he's been a longtime employee, obviously, and now, unfortunately, has to sue the county and its Department of Public Works for refusing his request to work remotely full-time for the month of June to avoid this LGBTQ pride flag. So they made the pride flag over the door so that every time you walk through, you see the pride flag. You can't get away from it.
And this has been going on. I mean, this started in 2023. You know, he was working remotely in June during the building construction, but was denied a religious accommodation to work remotely in both 2024 and 2025, full-time remotely. And so that's when this situation came up. They weren't going to accommodate him. But yet, as you mentioned, they're accommodating other people like Ramadan.
Right. You can work. If you are Muslim and you are doing fasting during Ramadan, you can work remotely. But if you're a Christian and you want to work remotely during Pride Month so that you don't have to be constantly confronted with the LGBTQ pride flag, no, you can't do that.
But listen to this. The official suggested that he simply use the back door, or here's his other option, seek mental health counseling.
So listen to this. This sounds like the old civil rights arguments that people of color, you can't come in through the front door. You got to go out the back door so people don't see you. You have to come in through the back. If you're a Christian, you don't want to be confronted with the LGBTQ pride flag. Well, just come in the back door. That's offensive. But then the most thing that's offensive is what you just said. You might need to go see counseling. If this causes you stress, you ought to go see a counselor to resolve your Christian values that are causing you stress. In other words, they're essentially saying his Christian beliefs are a mental illness.
His Christian beliefs that God created male and female and that he is a male and he accepts that, embraces that, but yet those who deny that and are mentally confused, they're okay.
Yeah, but his mental status is one of a mental illness because of his Christian beliefs. In other words, his Christian beliefs are a mental illness that are causing him stress that require him to undergo counseling so that he can actually accept the LGBTQ pride flag and walk under it every day.
But listen what they're doing. They're deflecting their issues onto him.
Yeah, they are. Their idea that God made a mistake and that you can change your gender and you can fix the mistake that God made by creating yourself in your own image, which is ludicrous, And in fact, you know, that has been historically considered a mental illness. Mm-hmm. The whole transgender issue has been considered a mental illness. Now they tried to change that to a dysphoria from a disorder, but it's always been considered a disorder up until recently. Now they're trying to reverse that.
To normalize it.
To normalize. That's normal. And if you have a distress over it, then you've got a mental illness. I mean, that's shocking.
Yeah, they're not hanging any other flags on the building, are they? Like, July 4th, they're hanging the American flag, they're hanging a Christian flag. That I might ask.
You know, that's the interesting thing.
Why don't you hang the Christian flag?
Because of our, in addition to, that you just gave me a thought, Holly, in addition to representing Eric Batman regarding this Title VII and First and 14th Amendment and California Fair Employment and Housing Act lawsuit, we ought to consider a lawsuit against the Los Angeles County on behalf of someone who wants to post the Christian flag there, because the LGBTQ flag is not a city, it's not a state, it's not a United States flag. That's totally different.
It's a
lifestyle.
They're
hanging an ideological flag over the workplace,
right,
and indoctrinating, forcing people as a government to accept it. Well, you know what? We had a situation in the city of Boston, and they thought they could get away with that as well, and it didn't work too well for them. And they lost 9-0 at the United States Supreme Court in our case, Shurtleff versus City of Boston. So that's an interesting aspect here,
yeah,
that we might add to the mix.
I would think so, because you know, obviously Gavin Newsom wasn't taking notes during that during that lawsuit. So
he, you know, who knows what he was doing? But
yeah.
So you know, in this particular thing, Batman works began working. You know, Batman where he works, they began, like you said, displaying this flag at the headquarters, going back to 2023. And he successfully, as you mentioned, worked remotely in June while they were building construction. So he was allowed to do that while they were doing construction. And obviously he can be accommodated.
Right.
That shows that they have the ability to accommodate him.
And he's already a part-time remote, but there's, you know, he's asking to be full-time remote during the month of June, just 1 month.
Just 1 month. And he actually, the interesting thing is that in June of 2023, when they began displaying the Pride flag, he was able to work remotely because they had construction going on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, they still denied his religious accommodation.
But now in June of 2025 or 2026, he wants to work remotely.
24.
And they say, no, you can't do that. So 2024, 2025, I want to work remotely. I was able to work remotely, by the way, last year in 2023. 2024, no, you can't work remotely. 2025, no, you can't work remotely.
And you need counseling.
And by the way, you need counseling. And if this causes you some stress, I think you need to go see a counselor. I mean, how offensive is that? That you need to see a counselor. What's the counselor going to do? Well, you've got to stress over the fact that this is Pride Month and they've got a Pride flag and you have to walk underneath it. Well, what's causing that stress? Well, my religious beliefs. Well, you know what? The Pride flag's not going anywhere. You're going to have to walk underneath it. So the counselor is going to say, if you want to reduce your stress, because you're not going to be able to change the LA County, you're going to have to change your views that you have based upon your religious beliefs, your scientific religious beliefs. You're going to have to change those to accommodate the LA County. In other words, you're going to have to conform to the LA County Pride indoctrination.
But he said, no, I'm not going to get that kind of counselor. I'm going to get an attorney. <You
know? laughs> Well, you know, that's a good point. They didn't specify what
that's
kind of counselor he should go seek.
Yeah. I got a counselor.
They
yeah.
should have been more specific. So he did actually seek counseling.
Yeah.
But it's
legal counseling.
And so Eric came to Liberty Counsel. And when we saw the case, we said, yeah, this is a clear violation of Title VII. It's an easy accommodation. And not only that, this is a public entity. So it's First and 14th Amendment. First Amendment free speech, religious exercise, and also, by the way, California's Fair Employment and Housing Act. All those three, we filed against the LA County on behalf of Eric Batman just for this simple accommodation. But this goes to show you this radicalism of this agenda that has no room whatsoever for people of Christian faith and values. And that's why, you know, you say we encounter this all the time. The reason is because what's at stake here? What's at stake here is exactly what Kinsey had at stake back in the 40s and early 50s, and that is the eradication of the very concept of God, and the way to do that is through this free-for-all sexual expression kind of thing. That's what Kinsey wanted to do, eradicate God in people's mind, and you do that by taking all the restrictions, all the moral parameters off of human sexuality. That's the ultimate agenda. That's why this is the tip of the iceberg. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.